I come here again some 10 days after we brought the farm bill here to the floor, and I want to say, first of all, to my good friend from Iowa, the chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Tom Harkin, that there are a few people who really understand the importance of rural America and agriculture in the way that Tom Harkin does. You know, there are very few people on this floor of the U.S. Senate today who can take the claim that they still live in the same house that they were born. Few people here who can say that they know the pain and suffering, the challenges, the hopes, the optimism of rural America in the way that Tom Harkin does. And in the best of what we have here in the United States Senate today, you see someone like Tom Harkin who is here for the right reasons. He is here for the right reasons, standing up as a champion for agriculture and for rural America and for America, because he understands what's at stake here. He understands that the food security of the nation is at stake here. Senator Harkin understands what is going on with respect to the oil addiction of America on foreign oil and the importance of our American farmers and ranchers helping us grow our way to energy independence. Senator Harkin understands how important it is to be a champion of the most vulnerable in our society by having the kind of nutrition programs that will put fruits and vegetables and other kinds of healthy foods in the stomachs of our children as they're trying to learn. Senator Harkin understands the importance of standing up and fighting for our land and for our water and making sure that farmers and ranchers across America who are some of the best stewards for our land and water have the right tools so that we have a conservation ethic that is appropriate at the dawn of this 21st century. So I will say this to my friend from Iowa. I applaud his efforts. I applaud his efforts in bringing us to this point. This has been an effort which is not one that we dreamt up overnight to bring to the floor of the U.S. Senate 10 days ago. It's an effort that has consumed thousands upon thousands of hours and hearings all over the country. And it was not only Senator Harkin and his leadership, but it was also Senator Chambliss working as a ranking member alongside with Senator Harkin, trying to get us to a point where we had a farm bill that we could proudly bring to the floor of the U.S. Senate. And at the end of the day, there are not many votes on major bills that come out of committee that come out on a voice vote. We had Democrats and Republicans saying, this is a good farm bill. This is a way for the future. So I'm very hopeful that tomorrow morning at 9 or 9:30, 10 o'clock, when we come here to the floor, we take the lead of Senator Harkin, and that our colleagues on both sides of the aisle, Democrats and Republicans, say yes to cloture on the cloture motion before us on this bill. It's important that we move forward in that direction. And I will remind my colleagues, as Senator Harkin already has reminded our colleagues, that even though we get to cloture tomorrow morning, we will still have an opportunity to go through a number of amendments. We have another 30 hours of debate and multiple amendments that can be considered and many votes that can be had as we move forward to try to improve upon the product of the Agriculture Committee. But if we don't get to cloture tomorrow, we are in fact endangering the prospect of even getting to the farm bill. Now, yeah, some people may say that what's happening here in the U.S. Senate is there's a stall underway. A stall underway simply to try to keep us from getting to action on a very important piece of legislation for America. And that may very well be the way. But if those who are trying to stall this important measure have their way, then those voices that need champions, those voices in rural America, those farmers and those ranchers, those who care about food security, they will be the ultimate losers in this debate. I don't think in my state of Colorado, I don't think on the Eastern Plains or the San Luis Valley or the Western Slope or in Weld County, Colorado today, that the farmers and ranchers or those rural communities really understand what's going on here. But what they should understand is that at the end of the day, we have an opportunity tomorrow morning in the vote that we will see here on Friday morning to make the determination as to whether or not the farm bill moves forward. So for those who vote yes, they are saying, we do need a farm bill for America. For those who say no, whatever their motivation might be, they're saying, we're going to allow this very important issue to take a secondary seat. So I would ask those voices that care so much about what we have done in this Farm Bill to rise and to make sure that the members of this chamber know the importance of us getting to yes on cloture tomorrow morning, and that we can get moving forward on the Farm Bill. Mr. President, over the last several weeks, I have spoken often here on the floor on the Farm Bill. And I've spoken about the importance of this Farm Bill with respect to its imperative direction on producing healthy and safe food here in America. It is a vital piece of legislation that will provide us with clean, renewable energy and be a keystone in the clean energy economy of the 21st century. It is vital to fighting the hunger that we see among our school children and hunger that affects still millions here in America. It is vital to our rural communities and making sure that we give them an opportunity to stand on their feet again. And it is vital to our farmers and to our ranchers and to their very livelihood. Mr. President, this morning I want to speak to a part of the Farm Bill which is important. And that is a part of the Farm Bill that deals with conservation, the part of the Farm Bill that deals with fighting for and protecting our land and our water. Senator Harkin and others have been champions of this aspect of the Farm Bill, and I applaud them for their efforts. And the bill that we have brought to this chamber, which is on the floor today with respect to conservation, does more with respect to conservation than any Farm Bill in the entire history of the United States. It does more for conservation than any bill in the entire history of the United States. So for all of those Americans who care about how we take care of our land and water, it is important that they have their voices heard on getting this Farm Bill moving forward. Mr. President, the Farm Bill here today has an enormous impact on this nation's land and water. Non-federal agricultural and forest lands occupy 1.4 billion, that's billion, not million, 1.4 billion acres, or nearly 70% of the lands of the 48 contiguous states. 7 out of 10 acres in the United States of America and the 48 contiguous states are affected by this Farm Bill. These lands provide the habitat and corridors that support healthy wildlife populations, filter our groundwater supplies, regulate surface water flows, sequester carbon, and provide the open space and vistas that make this America a place that we all love. As I learned working for a long part of my life on a ranch and farm in southern Colorado, farmers and ranchers are some of the best stewards of these resources. Farmers and ranchers want to take care of their land, and they want to do what is right for the protection of our environment. The conservation programs that are in this Farm Bill reauthorize what are already some programs that are making a major contribution to the land stewardship challenges of the last half century. In 1982, not so long ago, widespread soil erosion was degrading water quality in rivers and streams and putting dust in the air at dangerously high levels. But since 1982, with the Conservation Reserve Program, the EQIP Program, and their predecessor programs, total erosion on U.S. cropland has fallen by more than 43%. That is, since 1992, total erosion on U.S. cropland has fallen by more than 43%. We are succeeding, and we can make more progress. The investments that we make in the Conservation Reserve Program, which puts environmentally sensitive cropland into conservation uses, results in the following. First, $266 million annually in environmental benefits from reduced sediment loads in streams and rivers. $51 million annually from reduced dust and wind. And $161 million annually from increased soil productivity. Mr. President, here is a picture that the Natural Resources Conservation Service sent to me a few days ago from Colorado that shows how some of our conservation dollars are spent. I want to thank Alan Green, our state conservationist, and Tim Carney, our assistant state conservationist, for helping us with this effort on conservation. And I want to thank all of the staff, all the dedicated staff of NRCS, who dedicate their hearts and souls to making sure that America's farmers and ranchers are doing the best that we can on conservation. This is a picture, Mr. President, of some of my friends and colleagues in the St. Vrain and Boulder Creek watershed. And what these farmers and ranchers are learning here behind a tractor working with NRCS is how to work on watersheds with some of the new practices that have come into play in farming and ranching over the last several decades that will allow them to reduce their tillage, to reduce their consumption of energy as they're tilling those lands, and at the same time to increase the yields in their fields. The field day, which is depicted here in this program, was part of a three-year equipped conservation innovation program that was done in partnership with the local conservation district, local farmers, seed companies, farm equipment dealers. At the end of the day, these farmers went home with new ways to reduce erosion and to boost their bottom line. Mr. President, the conservation program that we are authorizing in the Farm Bill today also helps us protect the very valuable wetlands of America, which are so valuable to hunters and to anglers, to wildlife watchers, to those of us who care so much about the beauty of this place. Indeed, for those of us who come from a natural resources background, we know that more than half of all of the species of wildlife essentially reside around these wetlands and river corridors of our nation. And so what we do with this Farm Bill in terms of the protection of wetlands and continuing the Wetlands Reserve Program forward is very important to all of those who care about hunting, who are the anglers of our nation, who care about making sure that we are protecting our wildlife. Starting in the mid-1950s, we were losing over 500,000 acres of wetlands every year. 500,000 acres of wetlands, that's what we were losing every year in the 1950s. This is about, to put it in perspective so people will understand, it's about losing the same amount of acreage that makes up all of the District of Columbia every year. The shrinking acreage that occurs every year in about that amount with respect to the loss of wetlands. Now, thanks in large part to the Wetland Reserve Program and CRP, we have achieved the goal of having no net loss from agriculture. In fact, from 1997 to 2003, in that six-year period, we had a net gain of 260,000 acres of wetlands here in America. This is a picture of the Wetland Reserve Program project near Berthoud along the Front Range north of Denver. WRP funded 70% of the $12,000, 70% of the $12,000 it took to restore this wetland. You can see what great waterfowl habitat and nesting areas it created along the shorelines. When you look at this beautiful picture, yes, I happen to live in the state, which is a crown jewel of the nation in terms of its beauty. And you see the mountains, the snow-capped Rockies in the background. But you also see part of what makes Colorado such a wonderful place, and that is the agriculture that feeds into this wetland, and a wetland that has now been restored to provide the valuable wildlife and water quality values that I addressed a few minutes ago. So this Farm Bill and the Wetlands Reserve Program is part of what's at stake on this vote that we take tomorrow morning here on whether we move forward with the Farm Bill. At the end of 2005, nationwide we had 1.8 million acres enrolled in the WRP program, and we had 2 million acres of wetlands and buffer zones in the area that were enrolled through CRP. This is great for the bird watchers, for the anglers, for the hunters. CRP alone, Mr. President, yields about $737 million a year in wildlife-related benefits. Mr. President, The conservation program and the Farm Bill also helps ensure that we have healthy ranges and that animal waste does not harm water quality. Here is an example of the EQIP program along Pawnee Creek near the Colorado-Wyoming border. EQIP provided about $3,000, around 50% of the project cost, to install this water tank for livestock. This tank is part of a grazing system with a stock well, a pipeline, and cross-fencing that facilitates rotational grazing. For those of us who come from the West, we understand the importance of water. I often say that for us in the West, we all recognize that water is the lifeblood of our communities. Without the water of the streams and rivers and our aquifers in my great state, we would continue still to be the great American desert. And so it's important that we take care of our water in the right way. We know that. It's part of our heritage in the state of Colorado. The EQIP program here is helping these ranchers, making sure that we are taking care of a very precious resource. Mr. President, as this picture shows, a small investment from EQIP results in more balanced grazing, less erosion, improved water quality, and improved wildlife habitat. Mr. President, I see my friend from New York is here, and I have probably 4 or 5 more minutes to go, and if it's through the chair, I will continue to speak, but just to let him know that I have probably another 5 or 10 minutes on the Farm Bill, and then I will yield the floor to my friend from New York. Mr. President, as this other picture shows, we are able to do other kinds of projects under the EQIP program to make sure that we're protecting water and water quality. This is another example along Pawnee Creek near the Colorado-Wyoming border. EQIP provided about $3,000, or around 50% of the project cost, to install this water tank for livestock. And that was in the previous picture. This picture is the picture of an irrigation ditch, which will essentially, through the improvements being made on the irrigation ditch, make sure that there is less water loss along this ditch so that water can be more efficiently and more effectively applied on the soil that will be irrigated from this ditch. Mr. President, I could speak for a long time about the benefits of the Conservation Reserve Program, the Wetlands Reserve Program, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, the Farm and Ranchland Protection Program, the Grassland Reserve Program, and many other programs that we are reauthorizing in the Farm Bill. You see the benefits of the Farm Bill and the programs in this legislation throughout my state of Colorado, from my native San Luis Valley in the south to the Yampa River Valley in the north. They have made an immeasurable difference over the last 2 decades. I am proud this Farm Bill reauthorizes these programs and invests $4.4 billion in conservation, a record amount in conservation. The growing pressures on agricultural lands make it all the more important that we pass a Farm Bill with a strong conservation title. I want to again applaud Chairman Harkin, Ranking Member Chambliss, and Senator Baucus, the Chairman of the Finance Committee, as well as Chairman Grassley for their contribution, and all the members of both committees that have brought a great Farm Bill to the floor of the U.S. Senate. I hope, Mr. President, that we can get beyond the roadblocks that some members have placed before this legislation. We need to pass this bill for the good of America. And finally, Mr. President, again, I think we need more people here in the United States Senate that understand the importance of this Farm Bill. We need more people here who understand that the food security of our nation should not be imperiled. You know, that sign on my desk that says, "No farms, no food," is something that we ought to be hitting everybody across the head with every day here as we deal with this very important part of our legislative responsibilities to make sure that we have the food security that we so need here in this country. We also need to make sure that on this floor there are people who have a strong voice for those farmers and ranchers who work very hard every day in a way that you only know when you worked on a farm or a ranch, to make sure that we have that food security for America. You know, for most people in America, when you're out there and you're at work and it's 5 or 6 o'clock, you look at your clock and it's time to go home. If you're a farmer or a rancher and you look at your watch and it's 5 or 6 o'clock, more than likely you have another 4 or 5 hours to go. And then when you get home, you know that you have probably 5 or 6 hours of sleep before you have to get up and go and make sure that you're milking the cows if you're a dairy farmer, or to make sure that you're out checking the calves that are being born on these spring days, or that the water is being changed at the right time so that you're not wasting water at 2 and 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. It is a hard life out there on the farm lawn. It is a hard life out in rural America. And it is important that this United States Senate stand up strong and say yes to rural America, yes to rural communities that want to rebuild themselves, yes to the future of our energy security as we grow our way to energy independence, yes to the future of our nutritional programs for America, yes to the future of those who want to protect the land and water of America. This is the right bill, and it is important for people to come to the floor of this chamber tomorrow morning and to cast their vote yes on the cloture motion that is before us.